Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama was not in a battleground state today. He was in Hawaii to visit his ailing grandmother. Republican candidate John McCain, on the other hand, was in Colorado. He gave a speech there blasting Obama's tax plan and economic policies. Colorado is one of those battleground states, places where both sides are hopeful of victory on November 4th. But what about a battleground congregation? The world's Matthew Bell found one in Las Vegas.
The polls suggest that the presidential contest for Nevada's 5 electoral votes is going to be close. That has helped create what Rabbi Felipe Goodman describes as an intensely politicized atmosphere at his synagogue, Temple Beth Shalom.
Because Nevada is a state that's very important this time around, and because people think that the Jewish vote is so important in Nevada, and because it's this congregation, we really have a target on our backs.
Temple Beth Shalom is the oldest synagogue in Las Vegas. It's a Reform congregation, the kind of place that has traditionally supported Democrats. But that might not be the case anymore. Rabbi Goodman says he's never seen the congregation more divided politically.
People have made hard choices about who they're going to support, and they're sticking by those choices, and they're really being very, very aggressive about what they think and why they think what they think.
And as for Goodman himself?
I will never say who I'm going to support in public. To my friends, maybe I'll talk about it, but never in public, never from the pulpit. That's a big tradition in this congregation.
Political operatives are content to try to fill the void at Temple Beth Shalom. The synagogue is in a well-to-do western suburb of Las Vegas at the start of the foothills of the Spring Mountains. On a recent night, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch is speaking there on behalf of John McCain. Before he takes the stage, Hatch tells me why McCain is the better choice for Jewish voters who care about Israel.
Now, I happen to like Barack Obama. I think he's a nice young man. I think he's articulate. He's charismatic. But it's hard for me to understand why any Jewish person would not be for McCain when he has been so pro-Israel his whole lifetime, but especially in his more than 2 decades in the United States Senate.
That assessment rings true for Sandy Mallon. Mallon says she used to vote Democrat and did so as recently as 2000.
I actually counted every hanging chad during the Gore-Bush problem, thinking Gore better win, and at 9/11, I saw that George Bush, God sent him to us. He was terrific.
Mallon says she started voting Republican in 2004, and this election cycle, she chairs the McCain campaign's Nevada Jewish Coalition. Mallon says she's not the only person here who's followed Senator Joe Lieberman, who's also Jewish, and decided to vote for the GOP in 2008. On the other side, though, there's plenty of enthusiasm about Barack Obama at Temple Beth Shalom. One of the congregation's highest-profile members is Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Berkley.
Given my background and my passion on these issues and my love for not only the United States but the state of Israel, I would never, ever have endorsed a candidate that I didn't have full confidence that they would share my values and my concerns about the state of Israel. And I believe Barack Obama does that.
Berkley says she's offended by the whispering campaign that's being waged against Obama.
I mean, the voice gets a little lower and a little more insidious. Do you really know Barack Obama? Do you really trust him? He's a dangerous man. It offends me as an American citizen. We shouldn't be conducting our campaigns in that manner. And rather than calling people bad names, how about we look at the issues and what's really important to the American people?
Rabbi Felipe Goodman says in one way he's surprised by how much passion this election has stirred up at his synagogue, because he says McCain and Obama are fundamentally in agreement when it comes to U.S. policy toward Israel.
Both went to Israel. They both met with the cabinet. They both went to Yad Vashem, which is a memorial for the Holocaust. They both signed Never Again on the book. I mean, it's very, very similar, right? And if you hear Jews from Chicago talk about Obama, he's like a demigod. They love him. They love him. They adore him. And they listen to Jews from Arizona. They love McCain. So it's a very interesting thing.
Goodman says both sides have mischaracterized the candidates' positions by doing things like pulling specific quotes out of context. He says he encourages members of his congregation to do their research. And when they ask him for advice on who to vote for, he turns to Scripture.
You know, if you look at the Torah, if you look at the Bible, Moses was the most unlikely for people to become a leader. He was flawed. He was imperfect. And he was the most humble human being who ever lived. And that's why God chose him. That's why God liked him to be a leader, because he was not perfect. That's how I go over all of these things.
For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Las Vegas.